G'day and welcome back to the Shed of Basketball Truth for episode 2 of the week. Look, let's try and jump into the future and say well done to the New Zealand Breakers. Let's go with my prediction from the earlier show. By this point, obviously we're recording before the NBL Grand Final game has happened, so let's just go with my prediction and assume it was correct. But we are going to jump into some NBL 1 action here in this show. We're going to have a look at some of the men's teams, some of the women's teams up here in the NBL 1 North. We're going to look at a couple of different categories, who we're liking, who we think would be, you know, fun watch, and some teams we're just not sure on. But to do that, I need somebody to sit in with me and to talk basketball with, and who else but, you know, former captain of the Brisbane Capitals himself, Benny Wilson. How you doing, mate?
I'm well, Mal. Thank you for having me on.
Oh,
we had a good episode earlier, so looking forward to deep diving into the NBL 1 thing because it's going to be another pretty crazy season, I think. And a lot of teams are spending up, both on the men's and women's side. So the product continues to improve and hopefully we can see the NBL 1 North win the whole thing again. But I genuinely think if NBL 1 North winner from last year and the men Gold Coast were fully together and not split up by the NBL, they probably would have won the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the same thing for Townsville. So anyway, there you go.
Indeed. All righty. Well, let's jump in because obviously we're talking NBL 1 North. You know, we're up to quite a few NBL ones, you know, across Australia, but we're going to focus here at our home stuff. This is the one we love and the one we'll both be commentating on over the season. So, mate, you're my expert guest here. So I'm going to...
Experts throwing around lightly, but thank you.
Well, I was reminded the other day when I was using... apparently old, outdated terms when I was talking to a commentator friend of mine, because obviously I do the play-by-play stuff. That's where my, you know, passion is and everything. And I went to say, you know, color commentator, as it's been for many years. I was like, no, it's an expert commentator now. I was like, okay, cool, let's do it, expert. So, I didn't call you a genius or anything like that in a, you know, blue Apple shirt. So
thank you, I appreciate it.
But look, you know, you're my expert. You're the guy who's, you know, genuinely played at this level. I'm just some mucker who never made it anywhere near there. I talk about it a lot, but I didn't make it to the same level that anywhere near the same level that you did. So let's jump in. Let's jump into the men's side first. Three teams in any order you like that you think. Have a really good shot of making the eight, you know, are going to be, you know, up there towards the end of the season, at least in that sort of top eight conversation, by the end of this thing. Who you got first?
First pick there. It's hard to go past last year's winner, but I'm going to for now. Ipswich Force.
Yep.
The home of the big budget.
Yeah.
Two Galloways. I think a Nathan Sobey, yep. And then also pending his health, Harry Folling,
who were both at the NBL Blitz actually. So, what I saw, Sobey, neither Sobey nor Folling played. Thoughts out to him because I did see the big scar on Froling's head from what appeared to be from the surgery, and yowzers, it really hit home as to how much of a, you know, such a big thing that was. But sorry mate, continue on.
Shout out to Harry. Uh-huh. Hope you're doing all right, big guy, and hopefully you'll be back on court soon. So I think they'll be very good. Jason Roth back at point guard. They always got a really spirited crew of local Ipswich kids,
yep,
that just find a way to fit around their high profile players. So I think they'll be very good. Second, I'm gonna go with Gold Coast Rollers. Subject to having everyone they've signed there, I think Tanner Krebs, Jason Kadee, still, you know, two of the best five players in the league. So anytime you can put them on the floor, you're going to be sitting pretty. Coached probably, in my opinion, by top coach in the league, if not top two. I think they're going to be up there again with some good young juniors. And finally, look, you got to pick one from the north here. For me, I think both of these teams are going to make it. It's a coin toss between Cairns and Mackay. Look, I'm going to go with the Mackay because I think they've got an incredible coach in Joel Kailu. And he's also an incredible GM and recruiter. I don't know a lot of the guys that he's signed, but I know JK's track record and it's pretty damn good. So I find it very hard to go past Mackay that spend big but also deliver when it comes to finals time and we've got an elite environment to play in. It's hard to win up in Mackay.
Indeed. And they have signed a friend of the show in Isaac White, who didn't have certainly wasn't his better season last year at the Force. He had a better season the year before. He's gone off. He's found his way into a Jack Jumpers, basically injury replacement position, found a spot, you know, on the roster, and has had himself quite a good season there, and even balled out right at the end of the season when the team needed it at a high level. So,
incredibly hard worker, good guy. Yeah, shout out to him. He's earned his stripes here. Well, at the NBL level, and no doubt will be one of the key focuses for opponents' scouts.
Indeed. All right. Well, I haven't gone three because I've got to leave some content for next week. So I figured you wouldn't go the Homer pick in the Brizzy Capitals. So I've gone I figured I'd throw them in here at this point. Let's just get it over and done with.
Oh, I'm definitely going to talk about them. Don't worry.
There was a great game at the NBL One Blitz. If you didn't see it, unfortunately, footage has disappeared. Not quite sure what happened there. Anywho, if you know, you know. But we've got basically in the Caps, you've got a few pieces returning, but some big signings. Obviously, Lachie Dent coming back from a great year with the Hawks. Now, they had some flat-out awful issues. They had the worst import luck in the league. But that's the import lotto that you play, which allowed Dent to play a lot of extra minutes. And, you know, his stroke looks a lot better. He barely played in that second NBL One Blitz game against Logan, which went right down to the wire. I'll get to a player, but I can't get to him without spoiling the ending of the game. So I'll get to him. Matty Johns, I think, is, you know, a good big signing, especially with the exit of Benny Volkman and obviously Mr. Carter over the last couple of years. We needed a replacement, and Dent to Johns in that first quarter, about 5 minutes into that game, was a massive Johns dunk. It was ferocious. It was everything I've wanted to see out of Timmy Soong for the last, you know, forever. But that's coming. I've been promised that's coming, so that's okay. I had a Tem working hard inside with against Amich Young, which was good. New Drake, obviously the one man religion that is Tim Soong. He started that game, played really well off the bench, everything like that. Little Drew Major had a great little one handed dunk through traffic, like that. The big thing was for me though during this game, you still had your hometown favorite here in Anthony Kopsikas, being that defensive surge off the bench. It was actually his defense that won the game. He got the steal late once things were all tied up.
Surprise.
4.9 seconds left on the clock. Does an old veteran move, looks away from the defender who was inbounding the ball, waited till his defender went to move, quickly jumped around, snatched the ball whilst falling backwards away from contact, looking away from the basket, flicked the ball with his right hand back in nothing but net, wins the game.
Is there any footage of that, Mel?
There was, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it's gone. But, great little moment. Fantastic little thing there. The big takeaway really was you've got young Stoddy, obviously still working back from injury, didn't play in this game.
He's close,
but he didn't play at all in this game. Nor did, GPAP, Jordan Papakostas, and Lockie Dent.
Back injury still.
Yep. Didn't play the last 15 minutes of this game. The thing I liked was the energy of the team looked really good on the bench, like in the huddles and everything, the energy looked good. There was a few teams around the Blitz where the energy did not look good. It looked good with these guys. I like what they're doing. They were trying all sorts of different matchups. I like the defensive energy. There's some question marks on D. Like, I think they were, going a little bit, pushing their defense a little high. If Logan were a bit more ready, they could have exploited that, but they didn't. But I'm liking the new package. I've probably waffled on for long enough now. I think they played well. It'll be interesting to see how they shape up throughout the season, because it's obviously, as we know, Blitz really means nothing. Sorry to say that, Wizards. They won the men and the women, but realistically, like for the whole season, it genuinely means nothing. It really is just a barometer for how many of your stars you've already
turned the legs over.
Yeah,
but it's good. It's not a pointless exercise by any means.
No, but you can't walk away with the win from it and then be like, awesome, that's our season done. We've achieved everything we've wanted to. It's great. Like, young kids were down there, smiles on faces. I even liked the 3-point challenge, 3-point shootout on the second day. It was good. It isn't what we're here for. What we're here for is starting in a week and a half and finishing a few months after that. So, yeah, look, there's my long-winded version of how the Capitals men are shaping up this season.
Go the Caps.
Yeah, right.
Very excited. No, they'll be good this year, and we'll play a very exciting brand of basketball. New coach, obviously not new to the league, but in Kieran Byrne, a couple of fresh assistants, and a really youthful squad that, it has talent to burn. It's we're just up to, what they can, how well they can come together defensively, I think is going to be the most important thing. But they're not short on pieces there. So I'm very, very excited to watch them and shout out to the boys.
Yeah, look, and I hope for your sake you can comfortably watch. It's always tough transitioning. I hope for your sake you can comfortably watch and you don't get jitters and start reaching into the old kit bag for a jersey or anything.
No. I've done that once. I'm well and truly done. I'm looking forward to getting along to the $5 bar, maybe popping up behind the mic with you, mate, and having a chat.
But, always welcome. Just don't go to the bar first would be my only recommendation. you're not a rookie to this, but, I'll just give you that piece of wisdom before you.
Yeah, I won't come in too hot then.
No, nothing wrong with a hot take as long as it's, a clear-minded one. Yeah, let's just go with that. All good. All right, mate, well, let's flip over women's teams. Who are the three women's teams that you're excited about? I think could go deep.
I'll go with the Mighty Caps. I will mention the Caps ladies. Look, they've brought back, I believe, pretty much the same team, and then added some real talent as well. I'm excited to see them play. I think they've got they've improved on last year. Dean, Bill, and the rest of the coaching staff have done a really good job of creating a really nice atmosphere there. And I think they'll do really well and sort of move forward past what was a very successful campaign last year. Obviously, Abby Cabillo, absolute superstar, and deserves all the praise that she gets because she's more than just a really good player and puts up numbers, but she's an incredible leader and sort of very much the heart and soul of that group that makes them hum. Shout out to Abby and shout out to the Lady Caps. I think they'll be very good this year and one of my finals locks.
Yep, I have to agree. I very much liked Lilisara. She was a
Mia Lloyd as well, I think.
Yep. I think they're really good additions. And look, if one Cabillo isn't enough, sign another one. So now we've got Tyler and Abby, which look, I'm going to have to come up with a nickname ASAP because was there at the Blitz recording one of the second Caps game and Tyler got the ball. Stole the ball, was darting down the court, and straight away, Abby Cabillo's got the – oh, no, sorry, wrong Cabillo. Sorry, guys. So definitely going to have to get my head around that one. But, no, love the fact you've got your Steph Collins, you've got your Bronte Corks, you've got your court mid-apps. Of course, mm-hmm. Captain Courageous in Anna Cameron. And also those younger pieces, your Lulu Schmitz, your Tyler Stolbergs. And of course, Hillary Fuller, who is looking more and like she's added to her game since last time I saw her play.
Might be the last time she plays before it goes overseas, right?
Well, look, it's what the Fullers do, right? Speaking of the Fullers, thank you to Terry Fuller for jumping on the camera and helping us out with that on Saturday. It was very much appreciated. You did an absolute banger job. Thanks again, Terry. And of course, to all the Fullers, for everything they've done for the Caps over the journey. But all right, mate, who have you got next? Who's number two on your list?
The Wiz, Northside Wizards. I think any team that has Tiana on it is going to be up there. And then when you put Tiana on the same court with Nadine Payne, I think they really complement each other well. They got some other talent throughout the squad, so. I think they'll definitely be one to watch after what was a good year last year. But I think having Tiana run the show will just simplify things a lot. And, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer. They're going to make the top eight this year. Yep. So,
I'd agree with that.
My number two.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you got Nadine Payne, an addition. And, of course, you don't have, with Charlotte Hill signing for the Sydney Comets, you're not having Tiana and Shyla almost cannibalizing their own ball and their own different things. This way, Tiana,
two amazing players in their own right.
They are. I think they need their own courts, which now they're going to have at all levels by looks of it, and allow some of those ridiculous assists that Tiana is capable of. Because even at commentary, watching it from high above. The ball just sort of more, you think it's going one way and it morphs completely different out of the completely different side of a body. And it's like, how did you even see that? Your head was the other way. So, I think the court will be a lot more spread for it and there'll be a lot more options around it. So looking forward to, not in round one, but, in all the other rounds, what the Wizards can do. Mm.
Indeed. And then my third team to watch to make the finals. It feels weird not saying either Logan or Spartans after the incredible run that they've had. But, Townsville. I believe Shannon Seabomb's not coaching, but any team with Steph Reid on it, who, you know, a lot of people are touting as Australia's top point guard playing in the WNBL at the moment, is going to be one to watch, and she's electric.
Michelle Timms got on here and was sprouting about, you know, Steph Reid being the Australia's next. I was like, okay, yep, cool. I'm glad it's not just
she knows a thing or two.
Yeah, I'm glad it's not just a muppet like me saying, if you're saying it, then it's actually true. Great. I didn't question her on some of my other takes, but I was happy with one and done. But yes, I definitely agree. She's an absolute baller and a danger for any team, no matter who else she's shaping up with.
Yeah, look, and she'll make everyone on the court better. Obviously, it's not just a one-person team, but look, they'll no doubt stack up the roster and they'll be very good. So there's plenty of other teams I think will challenge those three teams that I put forward, but those are the three locks that I think we'll have, and I think Logan will be right there with them too.
Yeah, they've got, you know, your regular re-signings. They'll obviously be dangerous, but the one I had penciled in was obviously your Capitals, but you know, your Wizards. These are the sort of decisions that we talked about on the show last year, that I talked about on the show last year, I thought they needed to make over the off season. And I think it's addition, but also some addition by subtraction, looking some different ways, not necessarily just getting every guard you could get your hands on, and actually working with what you've got, which looks to be what they've gone and done. Unfortunately, it looks like everyone's going to be available for that first week for the Caps, but that should mean really good basketball, which I am looking forward to for sure. All right, mate, back over to the men's side. Is there a team out there that you really tout as a league pass team, someone you think is going to be fun? They might not necessarily win every week, but you think they're going to be fun to watch?
Oh, look, I think they'll have plenty of wins, but this is when I was going to talk about the Rhythm Caps. I'll keep it brief. We've talked about them at length, but yeah, look, the style of which they're looking to play, it's going to be fun. Lots of threes, high tempo, in your face kind of stuff. So I think they'll be very good. I think another team to watch for a different reason is going to be Logan. Mm-hmm. I like what they've done. Jeremy Kendall it's very hard to replace Jeremy Kendall, but what they have done is retained a Boston Maslin. They've added Sean Bruce. They've added him a Jock Dang. They've got Raz Butch there as well. So I think they'll be very good. As they have been for a couple of years now. I think those two teams will be a lot of fun to watch for different reasons. I think Brucey runs the team very well, especially at this level. And then they've got some really good complementary pieces, and I'm looking forward to watching the development of Boston Maslin this year. I've always been a sort of big fan of what he's done, and now he'll have added responsibility on his shoulders, which I think he'll be really looking forward to and relishing that opportunity.
Yeah, he's come a long way in his couple of years with Logan. It's nice to see a young fella stick with the team too, in that sense. And shout out Boston, friend of the show, very first interview ever done here on All Don't Lie Australia with young Boston. And it's nice to see that. Nice to see his progression. It's been, you know, really wild. He was sort of backup, and it was nice to see him at the Blitz there, because he was running the show in big stretches comfortably. Like it didn't.
He's poised. He comes off the on ball well. Good decision maker. Can actually play make for others, and he can shoot the piss out of it. So.
Definitely. One team don't mind the look of would be. I think they're going to be interesting. They have to be more, they have to do better than they did last year. Southwest Metro Pirates.
Absolutely. That I should have mentioned them as well. I 100% agree. Any team with Lamar Patterson.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, especially if he can get a little bit away from that. You know, at times he just feels as if he just needs to shoot him up from three. Get inside, big fella. No, very few people at this level are going to be able to stop your inside game. They weren't able to, you know, very few people were able to stop it, you working the post at that NBL level. So get in there, work that inside. You know, I think they could be interesting. Obviously, they've got, Benny Volkman, Mr. Carter, Christian Pan coming off the bench, Archie Smith. That's going to be interesting to see how he goes. You know, and of course,
I think they also got the with Lamar there, it frees up Teasy, Brendan Teasy a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Who can actually stroke it. Like, it gives you a genuine knockdown shooter. And I think that's going to be a big factor for them. They got Chris Cedar there as well. Mm-hmm. Just another veteran leader that will do good things.
Yep.
And the biggest question mark I have with them is not how many points they're going to score, because they will score with the best of them. Mm-hmm. It's how they can stop it on the other end. And that's going to be Aja's biggest challenge, I think, other than sort of probably managing personalities. They've also got Kai Woodfall there as well, who can also stroke it. So you're surrounding Lamar with a whole bunch of shooters. And then, Benny Volkman's a great passer inside, moves off the ball pretty well. So you've got what the makings of, a very exciting team. And I think you've nailed it with this pick.
Awesome. Hey, look at me go. And of course, you've got...
there's some color commentary. There you go.
and you've also, got the interest level there with, that young Roman signing as well. Obviously, he's not going to have massive minutes or anything, but,
I'm hearing he'll play some. I hear he's going to play a little bit.
Okay, awesome.
So there you go. And from all reports, he's legit. High motor, high energy.
He was very interesting to watch, obviously, for the Caps under-18s at the state champs. I was commentating there with Johnny Guana. He just dominated. No one on that other team could, really. He could step back from three, take it in, dunks for days. Obviously, NBL 1's a different outlook to that. But, it's definitely going to be an interesting season for him to see what he can
he's a young see how kid. Things develop. He's what, grade 10 or 11? Like, he's young. Mm. But he's going to play. From what I hear, he's going to, come off the bench. He's probably going to come in and be one of their best perimeter defenders. So there you go. Like, he's going to, from what I hear, he's relishing the challenge of guarding Lamar at training and those sort of things. So, it's really exciting. Obviously, the Caps would have hoped to have had him. Good luck to him. He's a really exciting prospect. And, he's another man on a very deep roster at Southwest. So it is going to be interesting to see how the minutes are distributed there, because there's a lot of mouths to feed and there's only so many minutes that can be played. So.
Almost hate to make these sort of predictions, but just is there a team out there that you look at and you either just can't quite see the plan, or you're a little bit fearful for or a bit unsure as how they're going to go this season?
There's probably two.
Yep.
And I think Spartans are one of them. I think they've got some good players. Like, don't get me wrong, like Colin Sapwell's proven at this level. Kean Dennis is doing some good things. A colder Gak, talented. Things haven't been good over in Spartans Land for some time. I try to keep the joy out of my voice when I say that, but
no, same place here, you're all good.
Yeah, look, it's that'll be interesting. Peter Crawford's obviously an Olympian of well credentialed. So I could be very wrong here, but I'll never miss any chance to sink a boot in the Spartans. And I just think from a directional perspective, I don't think they have a lot of leaders in that group. Mm-hmm. I think you probably got Colin Sapwell, but he's still a young kid as well. And in previous years, when the going gets tough, Spartans are nowhere to be found. So, no disrespect to, you know, the older guys in that group, but I think they're going to struggle. And I think I don't like sort of sinking the boot into the bottom teams, but Redlands, I think, based on what I'm seeing, and I like a lot of the guys, they're great guys and they play hard, but I just don't think they're going to have the talent to match it with, you know, clubs that are spending the money that they do. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be another challenging year for them. But look, I hope that they can surprise the league, because they had a couple of wins last year that really did. So, yeah, Red City and Spartans are two to watch for, I think.
What about you? Look, now, this is one of those ones. I had a few teams in mind, but actually, after going to the NBL One Blitz over the weekend, I actually walked away with some question marks over the USC Rip City. Now, not that I think they're going to spoon or anything, wouldn't spoon it or anything quite that bad, but just I didn't see every single one of their games, but just from the time that I was there watching, which was about three quarters of a game, their huddles looked really bad. There looked to be some. Now, it's hard to tell because I was on the other side of plexiglass at the time. There looked to be some difficult conversations going on the court. Now, was that just a little bit between players? Was that people getting in each other's face, or was that, you know, people giving, you know, one player giving another some, you know, firm but, you know, fairish feedback on, you know, something they did or something like that? Hard to know, but I'd tell you right now, in the sample size that I saw, it was like, oh, okay, that doesn't look like the Rip City that, you know, I saw a couple of times last year. Things look a little bit different there, and obviously, you know, they got Izzy Tuetta, who'll be coming back at some point.
Is he gonna make it back, is he? Gee whiz, good on you.
Well, he looked pretty good when I saw him, and I've heard okay things, but you know,
if you go 9 months from the end of last season, what's that?
Yeah, he did quite a job on
himself. When did last season finish?
When
was it? August?
Yeah, around then. So
yeah, so it was August. So late August.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're looking.
The season, but yeah, he was around the team, and yeah, that was good. But yeah, there was just a few sort of chemistry, and again, from the outside, and a small sample size might have just been, you know, tough game, players tired, you know, not quite back, and obviously they've got Matt Kenyon to throw in the mix. But
an interesting signing, that one.
Yeah,
he's had a really good stint down at Tassie and has really, you know, reveled in his role. I think they've got Quatnoy coming back as well, I think.
Brandon Wood, Eric McAllister, and a few other regulars.
And when you play the import lottery, it's always, you know, it's hit and miss.
Yeah.
Whether they're actually good culture guys, and I think... yeah, it'll be interesting. Nate's traditionally done a pretty good job with that group and done a good job recruiting. So, yeah, look, an interesting one. Let's see what happens. But I think that's a really interesting comment there.
And it'll be one of those ones where it'll be a classic end of the season. Yep. Look, I told you guys, like, you know. Or it'll be, no, they worked
out.
I
look forward to that. I think, yeah, you've gone more out on a limb than I did with my picks. So.
That's all good. And like I said, I didn't go into the weekend thinking they would be the team I picked. And again, small sample size, very early season proper, hasn't even begun. But just, yeah, a couple of little things. I was like, oh, okay. All right. Maybe I'm reading more into this, but. You know, and again, like I said, I was on the other side of plexiglass, but still. All right, mate. And lucky last one, who have you got for the NBL One North women? Who you're maybe a little bit concerned about, unsure about how they're going to shape up this season?
I think they've lost their leading scorer, Red City. I think I'm a bit worried about them. Hopefully they prove me wrong. But yeah, I think they've lost a fair few pieces, and yeah, I think it'll be tough for them. I also think that, you know, Spartans have lost a fair few pieces as well. I don't think they'll necessarily be bottom of the table, but I think I know they've lost a few pieces. So let's go with Red City here.
Yep.
But yeah, a couple of teams there.
Yeah, and
I think it's picked the same teams for the men.
And look, it'll be interesting to see too what the Cairns Dolphins are able to put together with. Obviously, Caleb George will be in the WNBA this NBL one season, and I know when they came to play the Caps, they were shorthanded without Caleb George. So I know Amy Lewis had to put in big minutes on a very sore foot because they just, you know, they didn't have the depth. So
she won't be there this year either.
Yeah. So
waiting the arrival of her.
Indeed. Again, friend of the show. Congratulations. And yeah, look, you know, a couple of question marks there. Hopefully they've been able to do well you know, in the off season with signings and everything. Hard to think they're gonna be able to replace a Caleb George instantly. You know, obviously she's an immense talent. But yeah, that's the one for me that I have question marks on. Look, again, with all these teams we talk about, we obviously hope they, you know, hope they have good seasons, but unfortunately that's how this sport works, is not everybody can, you know, end their season at the top of the leaderboard, and someone's got to win win and lose every game this year. So
look, I think we missed the most exciting women's team.
We did. Who you got, mate?
I don't know a whole lot about them, but I'm intrigued. New coach, couple new players in Southwest Metro Pirates, Lady Pirates. I think they'll be, there's something new. So we'll see. Let's see how they go. It's always fun when you see a new coach. I think he's in from America. So it could go south, or it could be very exciting. So we'll see.
Oh, that be true. And that's probably enough. We'll wrap it up. On a team I'm interested in watching. Look, to be honest, Gold Coast Rollers. I think they're going to be one of those really interesting, fun teams to watch. I think they're going to have a really good, solid young core, especially if the NBL Blitz is anything to go off, because obviously they played the Caps. Young Jade Peacock absolutely balled out in that game. Will they be able to field a team throughout the season? Well, it looks like they've got enough red hot juniors to do that this season. I'm pretty sure it was them. They unfortunately had to forfeit a game because they just couldn't field enough players last season. But yeah, it looks like they've been able to corral some really talented juniors who, when they're firing, like, they push the Caps women right to the end of that game. And they came out firing off the bench too. A little bit flat in the middle, but, you know, they were able to put on some really good basketball and push our Caps all the way to the end of the game, which really, really impressed me. And, again, mostly done with, you know, young junior players, which – it excites me a lot because they're the players that can catch fire, and especially if they get a bit of confidence behind them, they are red hot and unstoppable. All right, mate, that's going to wrap us up here. So we've got, from where we sit and record now, we've got a week until basketball's back. A week and a half until NBL One is back. I believe first game is Friday with the, I believe it's Logan and Southwest Metro Pirates are going to be our first games of the week back on Friday. Obviously, they'll be on KO. And look, get around it. Capitals games, of course, will be available on the NBL One website and KO when the game of the week is in town. But apart from that, yeah, look, it's going to be another great season of NBL One North, mate.
Yeah, so good luck to everyone, and looking forward to to watching everyone and talking about how they're going.
Indeed. All right, that's going to wrap us up here for our second episode of the week. Thanks again to Local Card Shop of Woolloongabba. And, mate, huge thank you for both episodes this week. Thanks for jumping back on.
Mate, absolute pleasure. Anytime. Looking forward to commentating this year with you a little bit. And, All Don't Lie is on its way up. It continues to grow. So hopefully we can keep growing and I'll be on here again.
Can't wait, mate. All right. For those of you out there listening, please do jump on our socials. Give us those likes, share the content and other things around. If you are listening on a platform that allows 5-star reviews, please do go ahead and do that. That really means a great deal to us. But until you're listening to us again, just remember that ball don't lie.